The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant, good Tuesday morning, 1 minute after the hour of 7 Central Time, for those of you just tuning in. Did you have your coffee already? Let's see, what do we got on tap today? Stephen Williford from Gun Owners of America, Justin Porter from North American Urban Spice. They will all be on the show today. Got lots of news to cover in the meantime. On sale this week at the Power Mall, 20% off all my books. And I'm going to be taking some books that I normally do not sell through the Power Hour, and I'm going to feature the written formats on my Substack page. These will be paid subscription type things. I've got a new paid subscription post up right now, as a matter of fact, that just launched. And that's under the economy and business section for those of you getting the email blast. If you go to my Substack page at davekrieger.substack.com, you will find a new post there called New Developments in the Mortgage Industry. And for those of you who are the least bit interested in that or having problems or issues with a mortgage or deed of trust, and you're facing hard times and you think there might be a minute chance of you going into default for any reason at all, and you're not able to make your mortgage payments, you need to check this stuff out. Because what I'm doing is I'm going to post on there material I use to get rid of those dirty assignments in the land records, as well as how to quiet title to your property. That's all new, coming to the Substack page. In addition to that, the Doom to Repeat book I've been working on, I've decided I'm going to put that on the Substack page by chapter as well. There are about 32 sections of that book plus appendices, and I will launch them all. It will take an entire year to do it, which means the Substack page is going to be booming. So we also, this week, have 10% off North American Urban Spice, Vitamir Natural Products, and Transderma Magnesium Oil and Prill Beads, Toprisin, Toprisin, the one-pound pump bottle now back in stock. And, of course, those are the announcements that I see on my page here this morning. By the way, if you're listening to us at 631-359-8232, that's the phone number we own and control. That's the number you're not going to have to pay money to stay on to listen to the show if you're listening by phone. That may be the only way that you can listen here. We want you to, if you're currently listening to the show on shortwave, please call us. 877-817-9829 to find out other ways that you can listen to the show. Hint, hint. That's the number to call. There's some things going on at WWCR I'm not privy to tell you yet because we don't have all the details, but you need to call us up, 877-817-9829, when the Power Mall opens up at 8 o'clock. If you're listening by shortwave, and find out other ways you can listen to the show. We also, of course, appreciate your donations. P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. Or you can call Jay when the Power Mall opens at 877-817-9829. You can go to thepowerhour.com, click the Support Us tab, and that is how we stay on the air, providing you with educational interviews, news, and articles that we do in the email blast. By the way, if you make a purchase with one of our partners, and this is the thing, anything we sell on the Power Mall, you need to check the powermall.com first Because if you go to the partners tab and you think that you're buying from one of the people that we interview on the air, like North American Urban Spice, we sell their products at the Power Mall. So if you go to NAHS directly and buy from them, we don't get credit. So check the partner affiliate site out first before you go off. I don't want to use the word half-cocked. Oops, I just did. And buy, you know, through people that aren't our partner affiliates. And if you do buy through one of the vendors, give us a call at 877-817-9829 or support at thepowerhour.com or support at thepowermall.com and let us know that you bought through the vendor so we get credit for it. That's how we stay afloat. If you're not sure your purchase is going to support us, that's another reason to call or email, all right? And we'll let you know. Power Mall newsletters, Power Hour newsletters are free. All you got to do is ask. Go to thepowermall.com, thepowerhour.com, click the newsletter link. There you go. We send them to you free of charge. Also, we're looking at the Galaxy 19 Ku band free to air satellite system. $269, including shipping. That's another way to listen to the show. And that's courtesy of ricksatelliteusa.com. If you have questions about this before you order it, and we still have a dish to give away. So I'll tell you how to do that in a second here. Call Rick at 816-228-1801, beautiful city of Blue Springs, Missouri, and he will take care of you, answer all your questions. Now, as far as the dish system we're giving away, it was donated. We appreciate all of those of you who do that. Got a big heart. And we know some of you are in fixed incomes. I hear that all the time. I get it. There's a lot of people out there on fixed incomes. And the reason they're on fixed incomes is that's where their belief system is. They were led by their government. Uncle Sam told them that they would take care of them when they got older. Yeah. And now they're suffering all sorts of health issues, which is why we have the Power Mall. But the bigger problem is those of you on fixed incomes, you bought into the goods. You bought into the raw deal. You believed everything Rosenfeld told you when the New Deal came out. It's the raw deal, actually, because now every time Congress talks about screwing with your social insecurity, you start calling up and bleating like sheep. You know, we don't want you to do that. We want you to get creative and think outside the box. There are so many different ways we've given you to make money on the show, saving money on the show, growing your own vegetables, you know, starting an LLC. I mean, we've told you different ways to do this. We've had people on that, you know, do frequency testing. And you can get the software to do it and go into business testing people's frequencies to help them and even accumulate your own supply of Power Mile products to sell to these individuals to help your business. These are things you can do out of your home when you're retired, okay? I'm sorry, but the word retirement is not in my vocabulary. I will be here till I drop dead. End of story. Or, you know, we would like to think that the show is going to stay on a long time. We'll figure it out. Don't worry. Right now, you know, everybody is struggling. We get it. That's why we're, you know, ramping up all the things that we're doing, like trying to help people for less money learn how to do certain things in the legal system without giving legal advice. What we're doing is sharing research. So, you know, the dish, now I got to get to this part. If you want a dish, wow, that's some dish. I just, you know, I almost came into doing my WC Fields, but I'm not going to do that right now. We got more important things to talk about. The dish giveaway, all you have to do is put a few sentences together in an email to support at thepowerhour.com or snail mail at P.O. Box 14921 Springfield, Missouri 65814 and tell us why you deserve that dish system. $269 dish system, which includes the shipping. You're not going to have to pay for anything after that. All you got to do is set it up. And then you can listen to the Power Hour radio show along with a host of other channels that are out there for free. And you don't have to worry about the government monitoring what you're listening to because, well, of course, if you have internet and you connect it to the internet, then boom. Oh, look what we got here. Look who's listening to all these back channel shows. See, when you plug into the internet, now you're connected to the grid. And they're watching. Hey, just because you're a little paranoid doesn't mean you're not being watched. Stephen Williford's going to be joining us at the bottom of this hour, hopefully. He represents Gun Owners of America. So I don't know if you remember him or not. He's the good guy with the gun for helping stop the largest Texas mass shooting in the history of the state in 2017. Remember the Sutherland Springs Baptist Church? Yeah. And so StephenWilliford.com is his website. We'll talk to him, and he'll give you that information. But I got a lot of Second Amendment issues, so I'm going to save them for Stephen till he comes on here, because we got a lot to talk about here. Moving along to the canoes. Today's top five news stories, little drum roll. That's my mini drum roll here. I know for those of you watching me in live stream, I'm playing my little record, My Heart Bleeds for You, on my little miniature turntable. 22 years on, coming soon to a false flag attack near you. Now, just exactly what happened on Maui. Yesterday, we told you it might have been China's satellites that caused all the destruction. Well, that would mean that we've been attacked. Okay. If we've been attacked by China, what did the Biden administration know about it? That's what I want to know. What did they know? What did your Congress people know? Why aren't you calling them up going, they were hit with directed energy weapons. What the hell is going on? And what are you doing allowing China to attack us? I think if enough congressmen heard that, they'd go, oh, my God, the country's coming unraveled. We better do something. Well, they're not doing anything about it now. 22 years on. Is the U.S. ready for next big attack? 9/11 was yesterday. We were celebrating 22 years into it. But we know that if 9/11 were to happen again, false flag attack, it would not take the same form. This time, everything has evolved. Technology has evolved. Our enemies have evolved. The U.S. has evolved. You know, and when U.S. attack, you know, the terrorist attacks on U.S. soil occurred 22 years ago, airlines, communications were grounded to a halt. Cell towers were destroyed. So we're switching equipment for landline phones. People formed long lines outside payphone booths in New York City, hoping to connect with their loved ones. And of course, the threat of EMP is still there. And if that happens, welcome to the Dark Ages, unless you have a way to survive. That's why we have partners like Lion Energy out there. And they finance those systems for those of you on fixed incomes. You get my drift. And just when you thought the COVID-19 pandemic was over, yep. Here's what's behind door number two. The FDA has cleared new COVID-19 vaccines in a bid to counter waning effectiveness. Ha ha. And the crowd went wild. Yeah, U.S. drug regulators all of a sudden now, on September 11th, believe it or not. Yep, now we've cleared new COVID-19 vaccines to try to counter the poor effectiveness provided by the current options. But wait, there's more. No, sorry, not the Ginsu commercial. Moderna and Pfizer are going to be available to Americans as young as 6 months old and later this month. Oh, you just take your little baby out there. Yep. Maybe little baby love vaccine, vaccine, maybe little baby love vaccine too. Yeah, that's right. They do. You take them out there and juice them and see what happens to your kid. You'll be lucky if you have one. They don't need it. This is it. And of course, the FDA and everybody else involved in it. Oh, man, all the media. Oh, it remains critical to public health to get the vaccine. You people are so full of the proverbial caca. I sorry, I have to use Mexican translation instead of saying the S word on the air. You all know what I mean. Really? I mean, in Florida, I'm sorry. I got friends that are dead. More of them are dying. More of them are adversely being affected. And now Megyn Kelly is even. Well, I don't know why I took it. I guess I could have not taken it, but I took it. And now I've got autoimmune disorder because I took it. Now, Megyn Kelly is telling you that she got it and she's now suffering. So what are you going to do? Oh, let's go out and get another booster. Why not? Yeah, let's play a little Russian roulette with that needle. Why not? Yeah, makes all the sense in the world. What are we, stupid? See, people don't understand. What do we got? 65% of America is dumbed down to the point where the government says jump and they go, how high? I mean, friends of mine that are just now listening to TV talk about, well, there have been adverse effects due to the jabs. Oh, honey, did you hear that? The announcer on mainstream media just said there could be. Oh, yeah. Now you're listening? All because Megyn Kelly came out and said she's now got autoimmune disorder. Sorry, Megyn. You bought into your own Kool-Aid. Yeah. So just everybody out there, all the dumb ones are going to run out and get it. You know that. They're going to get the new jab, and you know what's going to happen. More adverse events and more deaths. Yep. Yep. How was the shot? Not bad. Yep. All the sheeple are going to go get it. Yeah, and they're going to pay and pay and pay. And it's part of the process of eliminating the American population so we can get us down to 95 million because then we'll be easier to control. You think? 95 million pissed off, gun-loving, gun-toting, tax-paying American citizens that have had enough. Now, what kind of combination is that when you've got 95 million of what I just described against 2,100 armed IRS agents? Where do you think that's going to go? I just, you know, food for thought. The former Trump White House chief of staff, Mark Meadows, by the way, has taken his loss in U.S. District Court to the 11th Circuit. Now, understand that we have a judge in the federal system that is an Obama appointee, and that's why he's sending Mark Meadows into the appellate level. And because it is an emergency petition, it may end up going to Clarence Thomas, Supreme Court Associate Justice, to be heard. The 11th Circuit is very conservative, and it may be that they determined that Mr. Meadows should be in federal court. So, yeah, they don't want to hear state racketeering charges in federal court. But you see, here's the thing about these judges. They can apply state law in a federal case. And they're supposed to. All right. Here's an Obama appointee that wants to send everybody back into the snake pit in Fulton County. So Fannie Willis can have her little shift show, have her little day in court, wants to try all the co-defendants together, and the judge is going, you're an idiot. Yeah, we'll see how this goes. Hold on. Where's my Barnum and Bailey music out there? Do I have to play my own horn? Welcome to the Fulton County District Court. Yep. Yeah. Spank that Fannie. Yeah, I'm talking about Fannie Willis here. Come on, you prosecute you what, defense attorneys for all you co-defendants out there. I could just see them all jumping up and down. Objection! I could just see it now. Oh, this is gonna be fun. Yeah. Judge McAfee is going to have himself a handful. Here's another interesting thing that Joe Biden's doing with your tax dollars. You ready for this? He is literally bent over and kissed Iran on the behind. And he did it on 9/11. He has given $6 billion. That's with a B. $6 billion in exchange for five prisoners that Iran holds to be freed. They've approved a deal with Iran to pay the rogue regime $6 billion in exchange for five detained American citizens. This is how we do it. Wow. Imagine that. Your tax dollars just went to Iran. What do you think they're going to do with it? Build nuclear weapons? I mean, are they going to get serious prison terms, these five detained Americans? I mean, were they going to get serious prison terms like the J6 protesters did? Huh. Yeah, of course, the money is going to be held in Qatar's central bank for Iran to use, reportedly for the purchase of humanitarian goods. Here we go, buying our friends again. Yeah, here, Joe, shove this in your face. The ice cream cone, talking about that. Yeah, you like that. Yeah, Joe's economy is great. Ours is not so great. And number five, protesters have been arrested after storming Kevin McCarthy's office. That's the one I wanted to know. Whether they're going to get prison terms like the J6 protesters did. You knew there was a lead up to that statement. Multiple protesters were arrested after storming House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's office yesterday, demanding the California congressman reauthorize the president's emergency plan for AIDS release, otherwise known as PEPFAR. Yeah, they're sitting in his Capitol office here. They entered the speaker's office, not his Capitol office. We're talking about his office in the Rayburn House office building, repeatedly shouting, pass PEPFAR now, McCarthy, and sitting down in his office as they continue their rallying cry. Yeah, one of the protesters could be seen wearing a shirt reading HIV positive, another sign read end AIDS. You know, you all should go see Anthony Fauci. He'll hook you up. Yeah. Yeah, and Dr. Anthony Mangala has a cure for AIDS. Why don't you go see him? He's got a cure for everything. That's right. Pretty soon he'll have Fauci Media. We can't seem to get rid of that moron. He keeps coming on TV talking about masks. Who let him out of his cage? That's what I want to know. 20 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, in world news, the Morocco earthquake death toll has passed 2,800 as foreign aid teams fly in to help recover people, finding any remaining survivors high in the Atlas Mountains where many villages remain inaccessible. As many as 2,000 are feared dead, drowned after a powerful storm unleashed catastrophic floods in the eastern Libyan city of Derna, according to the head of one of the country's two rival governments. No medical sources or emergency services have confirmed those figures yet. That's just in the city of Derna alone, is what they're reporting. Torrential rains over the weekend hit it, brought by Mediterranean storm Daniel. Oh, wow. Amazing how they gave it a biblical name. European Union economic outlook is worsening as inflation is taking its toll, but no, these people are still looking into how they can choke off the economy so it gives them an excuse to eliminate people. Higher interest rates are sharply restricting the credit needed for investment and purchases, and so businesses are closing. People are starving. How's it going to work? Watch what goes on in Europe and imagine it happening here, because it is. Kim Jong-un has arrived in Russia to meet Putin as the U.S. is threatening sanctions. What do you think those two are going to talk about? Anyone's guess. Possible deal to supply North Korean arms for the war in Ukraine, maybe? Why would Putin be calling on North Korea to do that? Interesting how that works. Strange bedfellows. 22 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. in U.S. News, that's U.S. News, but some of you, I'm trying to wake you up so you don't go to sleep. If I mention the word Trump, would you wake up? Former President Trump's attorneys have filed a motion yesterday wanting Judge Tanya S. Chutkan, an Obama appointee, also an Obama donor, to recuse herself from overseeing the federal case against him over his alleged role in the J6 riot at the U.S. Capitol. Chutkan is an Obama donor. She is black. She's known to hand out some of the harshest sentences for J6 defendants. Trump's legal team cited the inherently disqualifying statements she made while handling the cases. Now, since I have a piece of that, you got to hear what she said. I mean, this is really sad. This is what the attorneys are asking in their motion for recusal of this judge. They claim Judge Chutkan has, in connection with other cases, suggested that President Trump should be prosecuted and imprisoned. Such statements made before this case began and without due process are inherently disqualifying. Whenever you have a judge that has come out of the gate and said stuff like this, they got to go. They're not going to be fair and impartial. They already have an agenda, and that's to put Trump in prison. That's what her agenda is. She's been told under no uncertain terms by the deep state, you're to put him away. That's why they're saying, out you go. We don't want you in this case. I mean, is that a fair statement? Really? He needs to be prosecuted and imprisoned. This is the judge. Is that a disqualifying statement? I'm just a paralegal, but man, I'm hearing stuff like that. I go, man, I wouldn't want to be in front of that judge, would you? Immediately after the September 11th terrorist attacks, Cato Institute scholars, this is a libertarian think tank, began researching the rapidly unfolding global war on terrorism. Although they supported a robust response to the attacks, Cato's researchers warned of the dangers of threat, inflation, and nation building, and opposed the damage done to civil liberties and Republican institutions. The selection of articles highlights Cato's research across the first 20 years of the war on terror. Not a pretty picture, especially the USA Patriot Act. We talked about that yesterday in the show. Soros-aligned Texas DA has sidestepped removal. Yep, they were going to have a trial against Nueces County District Attorney, a Democrat. But instead of facing trial, he resigned, and he's announcing a Senate run against Ted Cruz. Oh, this should be interesting. All they got to do is just bring up Nueces County DA Mark Gonzalez's background and all the criminals he let out of jail and the fact that he's Soros aligned. And I don't think he stands much of a chance, about as much of a chance as Beto did. We're going to take away your guns. Yeah, I'm from Texas. Oh, yeah, really? Yeah. And finally, the JFK assassination witness has broken a 60-year silence. This is Paul Landis. He's an 88-year-old former Secret Service agent who was just a few feet away from when President Kennedy was shot and killed in Dallas, November 22nd, 63. At the time, he was assigned to protect Jackie Kennedy, the former first lady. So he decided he was going to have an interview with the New York Times, casting doubt on the government-backed Warren Commission's narrative that a magic bullet struck and exited the president before it struck then Texas Governor John Connally Jr., a theory that has been the subject of criticism for decades and that has helped fuel a range of conspiracy theories, of course, about the former president's assassination. Officially, the U.S. government and the CIA has maintained Lee Harvey Oswald, the lone gunman, was a sole perpetrator. Really? I mean, look what Buddy Starcher did. Put out a thing, history repeats itself. And it all happened just 100 years apart. And everybody went out and bought the record so they could sit there and mimic it. You see how that works? It's called wag the dog. Let's just throw the old brown shoe up over there and we'll get everybody singing the old brown shoe. And it just happened 100 years apart. You see what they've done? How they integrate their propaganda into stuff? That's what I'm talking about. There isn't one sacred thing out there. And of course, for those of you who are looking at the bigger economic picture, well, we've got an article from Breitbart on there showing a picture of Grandpa getting ready to shove an ice cream cone in his face. Like I said, the economy is great for him and his cronies, but not for the rest of us. Oh, my goodness. We'll see if we can reach out to Stephen Williford. We got a lot of Second Amendment stuff to talk about anyway on the show this morning. So we will do that when we get back from the break, hopefully. In the meantime, these important messages for your benefit. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients, such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Two minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks so much for joining us. Stephen Williford, we've had him on the show a couple of times. He is representing Gun Owners of America, known as a good guy with a gun. We talked to you about that before. He plugged the Joker that was went and shot up the Sutherland Springs Baptist Church. And, of course, he's been going around the country speaking on Second Amendment issues, as well as the importance of GOA. He has a website, stephenwilliford.com. That's StephenWilliford. For those of you, stephenwilliford.com. I hope I'm not talking too fast. All right. And you've got all that. So you can go look it up. Stephen, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me on. Actually, the StephenWilliford.com has kind of gone away, and I have a new website.
Why did I get that information? Why did I get that information? Here I am putting out false information.
That's okay. That's okay. We'll correct it right now. I do have a new website. It is TheBarefootDefender.com.
The Barefoot. That's B-A-R-E.
Yes.
Right. Barefoot Defender. All right. I got to write this down because everybody else is going to be doing the same thing. TheBarefootDefender.com. Tell me you don't have
Absolutely.
Bare feet right now. Yeah. Do you have bare feet right now?
No. No, I don't.
All right. I had to ask.
I have a new book out.
Oh, do you?
I have a new book out called A Town Called Sutherland Springs. The book after that's going to be After I Put My Shoes On.
Okay.
Because everybody knows when I ran across the street and confronted the shooter, I didn't have shoes on.
That's right. I remember you saying that.
So the aftermath is going to be, you know, after I put my shoes on, and I'm going to talk about what's happened in my life since then.
But well, I know that anyway. You've appeared before the Texas legislature. I know that the last time we talked to you about that. Now, there's been a lot of activity going on right now. We've had a teen, for example, somebody broke into his house where he was with, I guess, his mom. And he pulled the apparently got into an altercation with a home invader. And of course, what ended up happening was the teen was slightly injured, but he managed to shoot the invader. You think, does it sound like from your take on things that this may become more commonplace?
Absolutely. It should be more commonplace. If somebody breaks into your home, that you take action against them. You know, it's unfortunate, but this world is full of evil. And if somebody's coming into your home, there's no excuse for it. Somebody coming in, breaking in, you know, I saw a bumper sticker one time that said, that locked door that you just broke into is for your protection and not mine.
I
like that attitude. Is, you know, when I'm at home, I need to feel safe in my home, and there's no excuse for you to break into my home. And if you do, then I'm just going to assume that you mean evil intent.
So when are people going to recognize, you know, putting the sign, I'm a Democrat, and they put gun-free zone signs out in front of their house? I mean, we're talking about stupid is as stupid does. That's a Forrest Gumpism, by the way. I mean, they're inviting it. I know they are. But, you know, now I ship to New Mexico. You obviously are aware of what's going on there. We're talking about the governor of the state saying that people can't carry firearms, and she's issued a temporary ban. This is Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's unconstitutional ban on concealed carry, to which the Bernalillo County Sheriff John Allen clarified yesterday he's not going to enforce because it's unconstitutional. When are these people going to wake up and realize they can't get away with that? What's your take on that?
And the chief of police said that they won't enforce it either, and the mayor of Albuquerque has said that he won't look to enforce it, and it's ridiculous. So back in the days where when we were settling this country, the Native Americans figured out the best way to attack the settlers was during church service on Sunday. They were most vulnerable, and they enacted a law at that time saying that you must carry a gun during church, because it would have been ludicrous to say, you know, we have a crime spree going and we're being murdered at churches. It would be ludicrous to say, fine, let's none of us carry to defend ourselves, and crime will just go away that way. The Native Americans would have still been attacking churches. And how crazy is that to think that, okay, the answer is to take guns away from everybody, you know?
Well, the bigger thing, Stephen, that I'm finding unusual, especially in history, as it would dictate, is that, see, a lot of church buildings today are not like the buildings of old because they were built out of wood. So it'd been very easy for the Indians to literally shoot flaming arrows at the church and set it on fire to force everybody out so they could massacre them. And so, you know, understandably, if that were to happen, and they've done it to barns, they've done it to, I guess we've been watching too many Westerns on TV, too much John Wayne, I don't know. The thing is that, you know, maybe it was Clint Eastwood we were watching, the outlaw Josie Wales, I don't know. But I mean, that was the way of the Wild West, and people back then understood not just the Second Amendment, but was a natural God-given right to carry a gun, to be able to protect yourself. Was it not?
It absolutely was, and Hollywood has made it to be a very violent time in our nation, and where it actually wasn't, because everybody did carry a gun, for the most part, there were some incidences like shootout at the OK Corral and things like that. There were some incidents that Hollywood has romanticized, but the Old West in general was a much more peaceful time. And people say, well, if everybody carries a gun, we're going to go back to the Old West. Well, yeah, let's do that. Let's go back to the crime rate from then as opposed to what's happening now. Let's let the good guys start carrying guns. And a lot of this will fix the problem.
Yeah, it's amazing that that is the that's your position. I'm assuming everybody out there agrees with it. Ladies and gentlemen, 844-769-2944. If you get the little sleepers out of your eyes and drink that cup of coffee and get on the phone, if you've got questions of Stephen Wilford, I would like to know, you know, because I've been told by people, because I was an NRA member, you need to join Gun Owners of America. I understand this is more, I don't know, which is more proactive. I have guests like you on. NRA won't come on. They like to send me press releases and just hope that I'll mention it. But you guys seem to be a little bit more proactive in the media.
We actually filed lawsuit on the governor and to do a stay of her executive order. She doesn't have the right to do that, and Gun Owners of America has filed that suit. And I don't want to talk bad about the NRA, because the NRA does some things that are very good. You know, they do a lot of training and some things like that. But as far as political action, GOA and our lawyers are the ones that are fighting the pistol brace bans, the frame and receiver bans. As a matter of fact, on the pistol brace right now, the ATF just randomly decided that they were going to make something that was legal, illegal, by redefining it as a short-barreled rifle. And GOA filed the lawsuits and got a judge. Now, we wanted to get a stay for the whole nation, but a judge didn't see it that way. But he gave us a stay for all the plaintiffs, and which means all GOA members have a stay. So the ATF cannot enforce that on GOA members.
That could work to your favor. That could work in your favor, well, because now everybody will join the Gun Owners of America so they could be a member and be exempt from that, right?
Exactly. And our website crashed three different times right after that ruling came down. Everybody trying to, which is a good thing. Everybody's trying to sign up, and I would encourage people to go to gunowners.org and please sign up for your own benefit, for this nation's benefit. Please go to gunowners.org. And after the pistol brace ban goes away, and we are positive that the Supreme Court's going to hear it and see it our way when it's all over. But when all that's over and we've won the battle for the pistol brace, there's plenty of other battles, the frame and receiver, the, you know, all the things that we're fighting, like Prop 114 in Oregon. We got a red flag law overturned in New York. We're in the battle to win the battle for the whole Second Amendment. And don't just decide, oh, well, we won the pistol brace, and now we're going to get off and we're not going to be members anymore. Please join GOA. Join as a life member, if you will, or a Patriot membership, and just join and help us in the fight. If you're a gun owner and you're not in that battle, you should be. And Gun Owners of America are the ones, we are the only no-compromise gun advocacy group out there. The others have compromised on different things, but GOA has not. We never will.
That's, you said the word compromise, and that's something else I want to know. When, if you became a member of GOA, how safe is your information? How private is it? If they know that you are exempt.
Private.
Yeah, we don't, because nobody likes their information sold or shared. We don't like the government having access the government has access. They all they got to do is hack into your computer system. Hopefully you're keeping that independent of everything else. I don't know. In this day and age, we just don't know. That's the bigger problem.
Well, we do. As a matter of fact, just recently here in Texas, I know of two cases where the ATF tried to enforce this pistol brace ban. C.J. Grissom, if you can look him up, he's now a lawyer. But the ATF tried to enforce this pistol brace ban on GOA members. They arrested them, even though the GOA members came out. C.J. Grissom represented them and turned around and got their guns returned to them. And at first, the ATF didn't return the pistol brace with their guns. And C.J. Grissom said, oh, no, I want the pistol braces, too, because these two are GOA members. And the ATF had to give them their pistol braces back also, because we are exempt from that being enforced on us as of now. And we think that will continue until it makes it to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court will overturn the pistol brace ban. So the ATF didn't know until they arrested these two guys, and then they found out real quick they were GOA members and they were exempt, you know, and they tried not to give them their pistol braces back, but ended up having to do that also, because as of right now, because they were GOA members, they are plaintiffs in this lawsuit. And
I'm kind of curious, Stephen, though. I'm curious. Why doesn't somebody name those two agents from the ATF, or however many there were collectively, and file a motion for contempt with the court and have the ATF agents arrested and brought before the judge?
Well, see, I don't know. And here's kind of an added benefit, because right now, even if you're not a GOA member, do the ATF know you're not? And so do they just willy-nilly go around and arrest people? That puts a pause on it. You know, even though we didn't get it nationally, it does put a pause on it in so many ways. And so we're fighting that fight. We're fighting it for this country, not just GOA members, but to return the Second Amendment as it's supposed to be, not being infringed upon. And, you know, we filed the lawsuit against the New Mexico governor and also the mayor and, like I say, the chief of police of Albuquerque and the sheriff of the county have all said, you know, this is unconstitutional. Where does this mayor get off saying, oh, you can't carry guns? And I would bet money that when she goes out into the public, she has armed bodyguards.
Yeah, you could bet you she does. She's got security, all right. It's funny. It's like Dianne Feinstein wants to take your weapon away from you, but she's packing. So it's okay for thee, okay for me, not for thee. The other thing I wanted to talk about, Russell Fincher, are you aware of that case?
Which one is this one?
This is he was an FFL, and he gave up his FFL license because of health issues and because of the fact that it was just too big a hassle to maintain administrative paperwork to be an FFL, and it was the ATF that saw him at a gun show that told him he really should become an FFL if he's going to go to gun shows and trade weapons. And so he took the ATF agent's advice, became an FFL, and then he decided, you know, too big a headache. He had 50 legally owned guns in his home in Tuskahoma, Oklahoma, in Pushmataha County, and ATF showed up heavy. Came in, took all of his guns and his FFL license that he had already given up. And basically what they told him was, you tell all your FFL buddies out there, we're coming for them next. What's your take on that?
So right now there has been a 300% uptick in the ATF taking FFL license and revoking them. And it's called the our GOA, gunowners.org, has done a lawsuit against the ATF for that too. And they are, any clerical error in spelling or anything else on any kind of form, they are revoking FFL license. And they're calling it their zero tolerance policy. And it is instructed by Joe Biden to do away with as many FFLs as they can. And, you know, so the ATF was originally set up to help FFL, Federal Firearms License dealers. They were set up to help them. And now they are being weaponized to take away FFL. And they're hitting mom-and-pop shops and stuff that depend their livelihood on their FFL dealerships. And they're taking license away. And in some incidences, I know one in Indiana, as a matter of fact, that a guy came in and bought a gun. They did the background checks and everything on him, and he passed. And they sold him the gun. And then he gave it to his father that was a felon. And, of course, they charged this guy with giving his father the gun because his father was a felon. And they went down and they shut down the FFL licensed dealer and charged them with a felony of a straw purchase. Well, they didn't know he was buying the gun for his father. He lied on the form, said he was buying it for himself, and he gave it to his father. The FFL licensed dealer did not do anything wrong in that case, and yet he's being charged with a felony and his license has been revoked. Well, the GOA is now suing the ATF for their zero tolerance policy. And we have a good case, and we have several lawsuits against them in that. And that's what the ATF is trying to do right now, is they're trying to shut all the dealers down. And so that's another one of the lawsuits that we're very active into.
Okay. Joe in Arkansas, you're on the phone with Stephen Williford. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, Liv. I've been a GOA member for several years, and whenever I get a letter from the GOA, there's always a little tear in the flap of the envelope, like the post office is sending me a subtle little message, we're watching who you get mail from. And do other GOA members report this also?
Oh, I've not ever heard of this. Obviously, I get all the mail and stuff from GOA. Of course, I know my post office postmaster or whatever. I know him well. But no, I've never heard of this.
Okay. Well, I wanted to report that to you, just let you know what's going on.
Okay.
And I don't intend to stop being a GOA member because of that.
Did you stop?
Thank you.
No, I do not intend to stop.
I got you. Okay, Joe, let me ask you a question. How bad did it look like the somebody tried to open it and then put it back together again?
No, it didn't look like they tried to open it. They just tore the flap of the envelope, you know, corner of the flap of the envelope, you know, just to send me a message. We're watching you, who you get mail from.
Are you getting more than just one envelope from GOA that's had been torn?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, pretty much everyone is. You know, they send me a letter pretty much every month. And there's always, and you know, about 95% of the time, there's a tear in the flap of the envelope.
So where are you from? Where do you live?
Fayetteville, Arkansas.
In Arkansas. Well, you would think that they were that they would, for the most part, be a conservative area, but maybe you have a very
postmaster. Yeah, the town I live in, Fayetteville, this is a college town. This is where the University of Arkansas is. So this is a very liberal town in Arkansas.
Well, maybe you have a liberal postmaster or something that's trying to illegally send messages.
Joe, I don't know whether it's an intimidation factor or not. It's hard to say. I mean, it's it surprises me that this is not a random thing. This happens all the time. So I got to wonder, you know, what kind of message they're trying to send. Have you ever thought about going to the post office and with that letter torn like that and then confronting somebody at the front desk and saying, you want to speak to the postmaster and why are my envelopes like this? Are you sending me a message or what? Who's doing this? And you know, make us think about it.
Yeah, that would be a good idea. I haven't thought of doing that.
Yeah, that's I kind of, boy, month after month, that's scary. Stephen Willerford, thank you so much. Gun Owners of America, it's gunowners.org. For those of you out there that are not members, Joe, thank you that you are. Appreciate your calls and the time spent. Got to cover some things in the Second Amendment on occasion, like the right to bear arms shall not be infringed. That is a, unless martial law gets declared and they suspend the Constitution, then we're all in trouble. We'll be back after the break. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.